I support anything that avoids social awkwardness because I'm awkward enough without all of this stuff.
Oh, even before the pandemic, there's people that are like, hey, they're handshake people. They're wave people. They're super huggers. You know,
I'm a super hugger and I just never felt awkward about anything ever really. So like it doesn't bother me that much.
Well, of course the super hugger doesn't, but like if the other person isn't expecting it.
Oh, I know, but that doesn't make me awkward that you now feel awkward. I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm sorry that you feel awkward, but I also don't really care.
Your problem.
Yeah,
your problem.
This sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed. It's Woody and Jim's Dirty Little Secret.
All right, these are always fun, sometimes uncomfortably fun. We have Becca to tell us her dirty little secret.
My dirty little secret is stayed with my friend in his new home for Memorial Day weekend, and we celebrated and partied, and I drank so much, like way too much. And when I came home later that night, I ended up throwing up on myself, but I didn't know what to do with my clothes. So I hid them somewhere out of embarrassment. And like now I have no idea where I left them. And they're going to stink up the whole apartment of my friend. And the worst part is that my friend's fiance was there.
Okay.
Like later, she didn't know I was there, but she came back later and she's probably going to be the one that like finds the clothes, the vomit clothes. So I'm super nervous.
Seems like there's like two secrets going on here.
There's a lot happening here.
Okay, so if we're gonna walk through this, you drank at your friend's new house so hard that you froed up on yourself.
Yes.
And you didn't know what to do with the clothes, so you put them somewhere in the new house.
Right.
But you don't remember where, so somebody's gonna find them eventually.
Yes.
I have so many questions here. Like, what what did you wear after you randomly hid these? Like, were you just walking around the apartment naked, covered in throw up? I'm so confused.
I think I had, like, you know, suitable undergarments on that kind of looked like sportswear.
Okay.
So I just kind of stripped down, if my foggy memory serves. Like, I threw... Yeah, I had, like, you know, a skirt and, like, a shirt on over, like, kind of like a tank and, like, some biking shorts type of deal.
Ah. Okay. Okay.
That's an interesting fashion picture that I'm putting together in my head.
That's typical for a girl.
Your emergency clothes just kind of pieced together.
Yes. Somehow that worked out, but that's about it.
But even worse, his girlfriend or fiance didn't know that you were there, and she's probably going to be the person that finds these clothes. I'm assuming she does most of the cleaning.
Yeah, kind of.
That's
a
safe
slob.
Assumption most of the time. Yeah.
So now what is he going to do when she finds these female clothes that throw up all over them?
Right.
Randomly hidden somewhere.
Right. And she knows they're not her clothes, and they're covered in throw up. Which is gross.
It can't get much worse than this. I'm horrified.
Have you told him?
No.
I don't see this
ending. No one knows.
Oh, my God. Like, okay. So, I mean, let's just try to think about maybe there's a way you could go into the house for some other reason and look in some likely places. Where did you throw up in the bathroom? Do you know?
See, it's so foggy is the problem. I think so, but I literally don't actually know.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Okay,
this isn't going to be
person
easy.
Logic. What should I do with these? I don't know. I should hide them somewhere where nobody goes. Lift the tank of the toilet and throw them up in there.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then close it, and then water would
about that.
Wash them away. Like, it almost seems like I've done this, but I haven't.
I'm questioning.
I really hope I did not do that.
Where else would you? I mean, like, everybody throws stuff in a closet. like when they're trying to hide
like,
things.
Like a towel closet or something like that, maybe? Yeah.
Linen I feel like maybe I put them in their dirty clothes because they have a hamper in the bathroom.
Oh, no, that's vile.
I know.
It's not the worst, though, because they are dirty clothes, so they will be washed.
They are dirty clothes. Yeah, but she, like, who's probably going to do the wash?
Oh, it's going to be the fiance or girlfriend.
Yeah, she's
going
to be doing the wash and also realize that's not my clothes.
She may not, she may not realize until after they're washed, so maybe she won't know that they're filled with throw up.
Okay, so
that point to eliminate half the problem.
Right. But the throw up thing is fixed, and then you only have cheating to think about.
No. No cheating. They're not cheating.
Oh, I'm not saying you cheated. I'm just saying that, like, you know.
That's what she's going to think.
She's going to think that, definitely.
Oh, right. Yeah, she might. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Okay, well, all right, let's do this. Let's take your situation, throw it out to the listeners, and say, okay, Becca's got the throw-up clothes somewhere in the house. She hasn't told the guy she was staying over with that weekend. And that person also has a fiance in that house that could find those clothes. What are the possible solutions to this? How do you get out?
Oh.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
107.5 The River with Woody and Jim in the morning. We have tickets to the Monster Jam at the Bridgestone. And we have Tamara from the Borough on the line. And we're going to give you the choice. If you want to win the tickets, you have to do an impression of either a monster truck or a Monster Jam announcer. Which one would you like to do for us?
A Monster Jam, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
There's no winning in this scenario.
Let's give you a countdown. All right, Tamara, in 3, 2, 1.
That was good.
Not bad, Tamara, not bad.
That was very good.
It also kind of sounded like an alien ship taking off. That was pretty awesome. Nice job.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
All right, so a lot of people that graduate from school, whether it be high school or college, realized that, especially like through the pandemic, their only friends were people that they went to school with. And they're like, okay, somebody asked a TikToker, how do you make friends once you're out of school? And the answer is actually pretty simple.
Show up somewhere regularly. The reason you make friends in high school is because you see the same people every day. The reason that you make friends at work is because you see the same people every day. If you want to make friends as an adult, go to the same cafe every week, or go to a calligraphy class. If you don't want to leave the house, you can just go to the same Twitch stream every day. That's what I do, and I've made friends there.
See the same people every day.
Actually makes sense.
Yeah,
it's
totally
like
logical.
One of those like, well, that question shouldn't be so hard, but no, that's the secret. That's it right there. So what do you got, Ricky?
So it's only June, but Walmart has already decided that they will not be open on Thanksgiving.
I applaud this.
This is good.
I totally agree. It's the second straight year that they will not open on Thanksgiving, which is really great. And last year was actually the first year in 30 years that they decided not to open.
And I thought it was really cool. Like, I think people realized staying home on that day was good.
Yeah. Someone who worked in retail, I can totally attest to the fact that this is amazing and how hard it is to work on the holiday when you have family that you want to spend time with. So this is really cool. And I'm full support of this.
I love that.
What do you got, Jonathan?
So there is a 39-year-old mom of four who has gone viral on TikTok. It turns out that she was a fan in the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way video when she was 17.
Seriously.
And yeah, her kids helped her make a TikTok with like some behind the scenes footage and like pictures that she took with the guys. And this was before she even knew really who the Backstreet Boys were.
Yeah.
And she's gone viral. Nick Carter, our friend, even posted and commented on the video, which is very cool.
Love that.
That's awesome. Wow. Can you imagine? You're part of something iconic, but at the time you had no idea.
Yeah, 17 years old and her face was all over TRL for months.
Oh my
That's
God.
So cool. I'm so jealous.
What a wild flashback that is. Jonathan, who's been in while Zach is on vacation, has a unique privilege. And I thought this was like an article from The Onion or something when I first saw in the news feed.
Oh, it is not.
That the Chuck E. Cheese band was actually going to go on the road to 6 cities in America.
Yeah.
And then I saw They're coming to Nashville.
They are.
The electronic band from Chuck E. Cheese is coming to perform live. And I thought, oh my God, this is a miracle that we are going to get to see this electronic mechanical band.
It's a pop.
How are things looking out there, Jasper?
Things are getting really exciting, Chuck E.
Oh, nostalgia.
I love this.
The best banter between songs is the Chuck E. Cheese band.
The animatronic band is the best part of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Other than the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Absolutely. So they're coming, and you're actually going to be at the show. You're like our station rep
at the show. I am the ambassador for the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band.
How come
this
you got
weekend?
To be the ambassador?
Because I have a young kid.
So, but I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I want to be the ambassador.
You can come. It's
two?
A free show.
It is a free show.
Oh, it is.
It's free. It's just at Cumberland Park. They're doing like three shows on Saturday.
Will there be Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. That's a question I should have thought to ask.
You might want to arrange to grab some to go and bring it to the park. Just to get the full experience.
A brilliant idea, Jim.
Yeah.
A brilliant idea.
You're going to have access that probably nobody else has to go, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, I'm nervous.
I want to know what their rider of the contract is, like what they demand backstage.
Like only brown M&Ms.
Right? A certain kind of like lubricating oil for all their joints.
Sorry, my head went to a different place there.
We're talking about Chuck E. Cheese, man.
I know, but
get it together.
This is my first like backstage experience in like 15 months, guys.
That's amazing.
That you're like post-pandemic, the very first thing
you wanted live music back. Here it is,
Chuck E. Cheese band.
That's right.
And like, okay, we can probably say, well, they've been around for what, like 40 years at least?
Well, I don't know if it's 40, because remember originally it was a Showbiz Pizza band.
That is true.
But, really?
So they've gone through some incarnations. The band has evolved.
Correct.
But I'm learning so much.
But they're the only band to never break up.
That's right.
But they may have broken down.
Wow. I see what you did there.
All right.
Yeah,
didn't know it was a joke off today,
no,
but okay.
No. We'll wait for that story with VH1's Behind the Music, you know, Chuck E. Cheese band. But that's exciting. So if anybody wants to go see the band...
Yeah, you can just come out, bring your kids. It's Saturday. There's three different shows. I know the first one is at like 10 a.m. and they're doing them throughout the day.
Cool.
And you just show up and you can watch the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Which one is Cumberland Park? Where is that? Do you know?
The park that says Cumberland Park.
Is that the one like right downtown?
Did not know there would be geography as part of this segment.
I don't know.
I believe that it is the one right downtown.
I did spring this on you at the last minute, and I did do that. 107.5, The River with Woody and Jim. It's time to play.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
Okay, we have Music Midtown tickets. An incredible concert just a few hours car ride away, including DaBaby, Maroon 5, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, and many more. Joining us on the telephone for the guys in the borough, we have Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Great to have you. And in Spring Hill, we have Madison. Hey, Madison.
Hello.
Glad to have you. We have a get acquainted question for both of you. Madison, let's start with you. Tell us a smell that you really like.
Right after it rains.
Ooh, good choice.
I love that.
Good
smell.
One.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I kind of get that. There's candles that smell like that. But
it smells fresh.
In reality, it always smells like worms to me.
What?
After
How do you
rains,
know what a worm smells like?
What? Thank you, Madison.
Wait till it rains really hard and then take your dog for a walk. It smells like worms.
Worms, Jim.
There's some psychological stuff that we're going to have to dive into later.
You've obviously sniffed a worm before.
All right, next time it rains, you come over to my house. Tyler, what about you? What is a smell that you really like?
This is probably really specific, but the line at the E.T. ride at Universal Studios in Florida.
Interesting.
Okay. That is definitely specific.
You must elaborate. Is it the smell of sweaty people waiting in line, or is there something near there?
They pump something in the room. It's like a foresty smell.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So they're getting you like in the mood for the ride by setting the, mm-hmm. the scene. Okay. All right. That's that is oddly specific, but I love that you're like that. That's really cool. All right. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you don't know the answer to a question, just yell out the word screw before the buzzer hits, and we'll give your question to the other player. All right, let's start things off.
All right, Tyler. Madison? What? What are you saying?
You guys.
We're going to start with
you
Tyler.
Just go ahead.
You start with Tyler, Ricky. We'll go from there.
Okay, Tyler, are you ready?
Yeah.
What did Meghan Markle and Harry name their daughter? Was it Lilibeth, Grace, or Lilibet?
It was Lilibeth.
Say that one more time.
Like T-H, th-?
T-H, yeah.
Lilibeth.
A.
That is incorrect.
It was Lilibet with just the T at the end.
Yeah. Oh, so close.
I'm Madison, of the late night host, who has celebs read mean tweets? Is it Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, or Stephen Colbert?
Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
And the ladies are up 1-0.
Okay, Tyler. What was the name of the reality show about the girls that were in Hugh Hefner's personal Playboy harem?
Screw.
Okay, let's see. Does Madison
okay,
know this?
Madison, do you know who the girls were in the reality TV show with Hugh Hefner?
Like, what their names were or what the show
what
was?
What the show was called.
Isn't it The Girls Next Door?
Yes, it was.
It sure was. And guess what? Because that was a use of the screw for Tyler, you're up 2-0. There is no way Tyler can come back. You just won the game. Congratulations.
Woo! Good job. Oh, you are excited. I love it.
And Madison, you know that one of the girls next door shares part of your name, right?
Holly Madison.
Holly Madison, exactly.
That's why I asked if they were the characters or what the name was.
I know. I was writing this up yesterday, and somebody said... Well, of course the guys are going to get that. I said, no, women watched The Girls Next
Absolutely.
Door.
Oh, I watched yeah. it.
It was like the biggest female show. Like people, like women loved that show.
Because we were intrigued.
Totally. So thank you for proving me right, Madison. Tyler, sorry you didn't do as well as you'd liked. We appreciated having you on and your excellent Get Acquainted question answer about the E.T. ride.
The best one, I think, thus far.
But for Madison, since you won, you get tickets to Music Midtown in Atlanta this summer, where you can see the Jonas Brothers and Miley, DaBaby and Maroon 5, and so many others over the course of a couple of days. You won those tickets. Filling in for Zach, it's Ricky.
Joe Jonas, who is my favorite Jonas, said that he would be down to re-record old Jonas Brothers songs.
Taylor Swift style.
Love this.
Yes, he wants to do it Taylor Swift style. It would be for their first album, It's About Time. And just so you have an idea of what that album is, it had tracks like Year 3000 and Mandy on it.
Oh my, like OG Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
I saw the Jonas Brothers sing the Year 3000 in our performance garage here at the station years ago as kids.
You need to find that video immediately.
I don't know if I have video because it was like, I don't think the phones were even good enough to take video back then, but I'm pretty sure we've got audio somewhere.
I
will look for it because it was awesome. And that has become my favorite Jonas song of all time. Sorry.
Totally understandable.
Yeah. Excuse me. Please go on. I'll go on with my reminiscing fantasies over here in the corner.
I see a glistening eye thing going on. You're like totally going back in time. We have to talk about The Bachelorette, though. I watched for the first time ever last night.
And you saw one of the more different episodes.
Yes.
Because it changed this time.
Yes. The former host is no longer hosting. It's now Bachelorette's Tayshia Adam and Caitlin Bristow, who are the hosts,
yep.
which is really cool. It seems very different based off of what everyone is saying online, because this is my first time watching. So I don't really know what previous seasons were like, but everyone keeps saying that she's not the typical kind of Bachelorette, Katie. Katie's quite different.
She's not the, like, all-American promise ring girl next door.
So
that makes sense.
For instance, there was a moment where one of the contestants said that he has a child, and Katie had responded to that by saying that she kind of doesn't care if she has kids or not. She's just kind of going with the flow, and whoever the guy is that she falls in love with, they'll figure it out when they figure it out, which is very different from previous seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, they're like, I need babies now, which either way is totally fine. It's just a whole new perspective that you don't typically see on The Bachelorette. Also, I'm going to do a little spoiler alert, so if you have not watched it for whatever reason, close your ears, because I will not be yelled at later for this. I'm warning you now.
10 seconds.
Do not listen.
You were warned.
Greg got the impression rose last night, which is apparently the coveted item of the night.
Sure.
You want the impression, impression rose.
First impression is big.
And she only has 22 contestants left. So she narrowed it down from, I think, 30 to 22.
That's great. Now, being a first-time watcher of the Bachelor, Bachelorette series, are you going to stick around?
Oh, I have to watch the season because I need to see how it works. I'm still very confused by the whole...
They got you.
The whole entity of bachelorism.
They have totally snagged you. You've been sucked in. How's
it's happening.
You'll have bachelorette and wine nights before you know it.
You know, as long as there's wine involved with anything,
fair.
I'll partake.
Throw anything up on the screen. It don't matter. 107.5 The River is Nashville's number one hit music station. And we are the first to tell you that there has been a cicada sighting. For the first time since we've been teased with the whole, the cicadas are coming, we actually have news.
Oh. That's very dramatic.
Oh.
I know.
It's kind of how I feel inside, though, when you say cicadas. So it's fitting.
So I'm not going to go into this just yet, but I'm going to say I've been sort of a cicada denier, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. But you got a picture from a friend.
I do.
Who works on the East Coast.
It's horrifying. So, yeah, I have a buddy that works in Washington, D.C., and he works very early mornings like we do. And at 4:30 a.m., he's outside of his apartment and it's just cicada corpses laying everywhere.
I'm looking at this picture.
Yeah,
that's
it just looks outside his door.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
It almost looks polka dotted. Like, it looks like a polka dotted sidewalk.
Right.
But those polka dots are actually dead cicadas.
Those are cicadas.
And Ricky is not well right now.
No, she's not. I hate cicadas.
And she saw the picture from, like, across the room.
They scare me. They're, like, the only thing that freaks me out that's an insect other than crickets.
I have a feeling, though, that we may not get cicadas. Okay, I'm not saying,
I hope not.
I'm not saying I'm a cicada denier, but like when they first talked about this group of cicadas for this year, they showed maps and everything. This is like 4 months ago.
Yep.
And it didn't come like as far as Nashville. I mean, like maybe at the tip of the eastern side of Tennessee, but it was like an East Coast thing. And I said, oh, wow, it doesn't look like we will get cicadas. And then I just seeing like nonstop, cicadas are coming, cicadas are coming, cicadas are coming. And I think that maybe they won't. And they're just using this as like clickbait for articles and TV ratings.
I think you're jinxing us. And I'd really like you to stop.
Okay.
Because now I'm
cicadas
going to find
coming.
Cicadas everywhere.
Cicadas are coming. Careful what you ask for.
Ricky's going to find one cicada and she's going to come in and be like, I told you, it's your fault.
And then I won't speak to you.
I hope you pick it up and you bring it in and you hold it in your hand.
You think I'm going to grab that thing? That monster? What?
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
If you needed another reason to love healthcare workers, here's a great one. This happened overseas. There was a hospital in which there was a fire near the maternity ward.
Oh my
which
gosh.
Which means like mothers who were about to give birth, who had just given birth, and all the babies had to be evacuated from the hospital immediately. And because of the smoke, and it's very difficult to tell if a baby is breathing properly, this one nurse who happens to be asthmatic, so they don't have a whole lot of breath, went to each baby and gave each baby mouth to mouth to make sure that they were breathing properly.
Unreal.
And
that's
there
awesome.
Were 36 babies.
Wow.
That this male nurse said, you know, it's no big deal. I just did what I would have done if it were my daughter's.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, this one guy who barely had enough breath to take care of himself made sure that 36 babies were going to make it through this fire at the hospital.
What a fantastic human being.
Yeah. That's the story that makes us very happy this morning on 107.5 The River with Woody and Jim in the Morning. A big thing happened and we didn't even know about it.
We had no idea.
Because if something's not there, you don't notice. A huge part of the internet went down for hours this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it affected, like, a lot of the major news sites.
CNN, New York Times, things like Reddit and Twitch were down.
Right. The tech site, The Verge, which would be the one that usually you'd
go to find out that this is happening.
They would be the ones to tell you, here's what's going down, you know. But they were affected as well. And so are we thinking, is this hackers? Is this just a failure of the system?
They're saying that it was an outage traced back to a CDN provider.
Okay.
That all of these websites use the same one, and it just happened to go down.
Okay.
That's what they're saying happened.
So it went down.
I'm skeptical. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I'm skeptical.
Well, like, if it was more variety of sites that were affected, I would just said, oh, well, they had technical issues or whatever. But the fact that, like, all these major news services use this provider and this is the one that, like, went down, yeah, it kind of makes me think somebody did it on purpose.
It's pretty crazy. But if this is a possibility that a hacker could get into these things, I'm still very much confused why my student loans have not been erased.
Right?
This is a really good point.
Somebody hack that one.
Like, come on, hack the good stuff. The stuff we need you to hack. That's get right. rid of all of our student loans.
Yeah. The thing that has, that has your house payment and your student loan.
Like, come on. I don't care that you can hack these random news services. Come on.
Why don't they hit Visa and Amex?
Get rid of my mortgage payments. Let's, exactly. let's work
together,
on that one.
Hackers.
Come on. Aim better. Last night was the debut of The Bachelorette with not one but two hosts, and neither of them were Chris Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Tayshia Adams and our friend Caitlin Bristow, friend of the show. So it was kind of a, you know, groundbreaking episode for a show that's been on, you know, so often. And it was groundbreaking for another reason, because Ricky, you have been I don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette person for the entire time the show's been on.
Yep. I have been anti-Bachelor, anti-Bachelorette this entire time.
And you've taken a lot of heat for that.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, people, revoke your girl card.
Yeah. People really get upset when I say that I just am not into it. Like,
so why did you watch last night?
I said something really offensive when I say that I don't watch.
No. It's, people are very personal. I mean, they take it that way.
Which I guess they should be happy that there is a fan base that feels so loyal to them that they get so upset. But I watched last night for the first time because the girl on it, Katie, she's friends with my friends.
Oh, so you had a connection.
Yes. So I feel like I'm friends with her through being friends with mutual friends. So I was like, you know what? If I'm ever going to watch The Bachelorette, now is the time to watch The Bachelorette.
Yeah. And what'd you think?
So I watched last night. I don't understand how any of this works. So I'm very confused and kind of just going with it. It's only been one episode.
The first episode is weird because they all have these strange entrances and they're trying to make an impression.
We will make this journey together as the season goes on where I just ask questions.
Please don't use the word journey or this amazing experience.
Oh, it's a journey.
These are all the cliches that you're going to hear that so often in every episode. You're going to just want to jump off a bridge.
But I get it because it is a journey. There is a lot going on. Just last night, I went through like mental gymnastics over what was happening. They had where every guy makes their entrance last night. And there were people that came in. There's one guy that came in the back of a truck that was filled with plastic balls.
It was a ball pit in a truck.
Which I kind of loved, but was also really confused about because he jumped out of it to, like, frighten her.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Weird.
Which was very strange, but that was the least strange one out of all of them. There was another guy who aggressively, like, breathed in with her as they hugged, like, this meditation-like hug weirdness
weird.
That was very awkward to watch.
Seems very California.
And then it just consistently got more and more awkward. A guy walked in with a blow-up doll and introduced her to the blow-up doll because the last year he's been very lonely. Another guy.
Nobody gets attracted to pathetic.
Another
like,
guy
when
wore
will guys
full
figure that out?
Right.
Cat onesie. He was dressed as a cat.
I didn't see that. I did see for a couple minutes there was a guy that looked just like Josh Groban. I think it was like Greg or somebody, Gregory.
Yes.
And I thought like, okay, if he doesn't break out in a mellow ballad, this whole show is a loss.
Well, spoiler alert, he did not. There was no singing.
Yet.
There was a man in a box, though, as well.
Wait, what do you mean a man in a box?
He came as a wrapped gift
box.
Oh, no.
And stayed in the box until the very last minute, pretty much, which was shocking because the whole idea in the first episode is to introduce yourself and then to make an impression.
Right.
Because you apparently watched the first impression rose, I guess is what it's called.
Sure, yeah.
Where, like, the first guy who really makes her heart flutter. And he didn't come out of the box until the very end. Luckily for him, he was very good looking, so she kept him around.
Oh, that's good. And good thing for her, there was probably air holes in the box, too, so he doesn't come out needing, like, a paramedic or something. All right, well, we're going to expect
very
reports.
Interesting.
You're in. Now
really
you have
weird
to watch it every week.
Oh, I'm going to because I'm intrigued at this point.
.com.
107.5 The River, it's the summer of you. And congratulations to Tracy in Leaper's Fork. She's got herself a $50 gift card to Anzi Blue Coffee and Cocktail.
Yay!
Love Anzi Blue. That's going to be awesome.
And the best part is she is now just one of, you know, a few people that are now qualified for the $500 shopping spree at Alexis and Bolt in Germantown.
I'm jealous. I need a shopping spree.
Could be a completely new wardrobe.
Yeah, really trendy, cool place to shop, too.
Yeah. You want more of that this afternoon, 4:40, Jonathan has another chance for you to win that totally cool prize.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. All right, before you go pay $40,000 over asking price and waive your appraisal on that house you just absolutely have to have, experts say walk through that house with a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a tennis ball on your walkthrough and set it in the middle of the floor in each room. If it starts rolling, you have a problem.
Oh, a big problem.
It could be just maybe they, you know, hastily tried to put it together and tiled over other tile and they didn't do a good job. Or there's a massive foundation problem and the thing isn't even straight.
Or just doom for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So there's your real estate tip for today. Ricky, what you got?
There's a dangerous TikTok challenge going around that I have to warn you guys about.
Okay.
People are doing this thing called dry scooping. So they're taking pre-workout, powdered pre-workout, and shoving it in their mouth and then chasing it with water. Which is actually a horribly terrible idea for you to do. Number one, it's disgusting, right?
Right.
But number two, because it's not dissolving in water prior to you drinking it,
right,
it can actually put your body into like this shock. And health experts are saying that it could be really dangerous for somebody who has undiagnosed coronary artery disease, which is a reduction in blood flow to the heart, or it can trigger an underlying arrhythmia, which is when your heart beats in an abnormal rhythm.
Yeah.
So do not try doing this. Just be a normal person and put the pre-workout powder into water, shake up your bottle, and drink it.
Stop doing things just because you see them on TikTok.
Exactly. Refrain from the challenges that seem ridiculous.
At your friend's funeral, you won't be going, but it was a great video. It was totally worth it.
Agreed.
No.
Yep.
Don't do it. What do you got, Jonathan?
So one of the big trending stories today is that Kid Rock dropped a homophobic slur on stage at a bar in Smithville, Tennessee called Fish Lips Resort and Grill. Don't know exactly what he was doing on stage at Fish Lips Resort and Grill, but he was very upset that people were recording his performance on their phones. He cussed a lot, made a whole bunch of really obscene gestures, and then used a really, really antiquated, terrible homophobic slur.
Thanks, Kid Rock, for being consistent.
Yeah, by the way, if you just want to entertain yourself for several minutes, just look up Kid Rock on Twitter and read people's comments. It is everything that you would expect it to be.
We were just noticing the calendar that coming up in September is going to be the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the major world events like maybe second to the pandemic, that like kind of changed modern history. That doesn't even seem possible.
It's still so vivid. I read another news story that kind of had that date in it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's really hard to believe.
I didn't even think about it until you mentioned it. And I'm going, oh, wow, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary?
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Absolutely crazy day. And I know, Ricky, that you have family because you grew up not far from New York.
Yeah, I was only an hour outside of New York City. So I was just saying how it's wild that I still so vividly remember it, even though I was so young when it happened.
Yeah.
Because I remember all of the emotions, and both of my parents worked in New York City. So it was a very just, I don't even know how to put it into words, like crazy time for everyone. And for me, especially in my classroom, just being like, I need to know where my parents are.
Yeah,
like, are
right.
my parents okay? And then it was them trying to figure out if my parents were okay. But it was such a mayhem kind of moment for everyone that was in the city that it was hard to contact them. And it was, I remember just feeling so afraid and not and confused.
No kid should have to watch something on TV and wonder if their mom or dad is okay.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I mean, it was just
a lot of emotions that are very hard to put into words, even to this day.
Can't even imagine.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.